Good evening and welcome to the October 25th, 2006 Board of Directors meeting of the Oceano Community Services District. Roll call, please.
President Dahl.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Angelo.
Here.
Director Hill.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Okay, if you'd all please stand and join me for flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And I'm sure you, you know that I have a complaint. Anyway, I want to follow up on Shirley Shepherd. She's my neighbor. Last night she was put into emergency and with very high blood pressure, and she asked me to come down today and pass out some literature, which I think you've already got a copy of some of it, but then she got busy and did some more. So I'm going to pass this out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this here is the path that they hook the hose up to this bed. Can you see the bed up here?
You need to go to the microphone. Sir?
Yeah.
Well, I'll pass it around. Pass it around. See the bed? Where the instructions are.
Is that the bed?
I went over and talked to that Mr. McCall on the day that she got her water bill, and he's used 66 units of water, I guess, from what she told me, and she still has another bill coming, but she figures that $379.47 is what he should pay. Plus, I think she ought to nail him for the plumber, too. She had to call a plumber to find out what was going on here. I don't think OCSD should be paying her for this water that he used. And my proposal is, if we don't already have an ordinance, like most other cities, when I worked for PG&E for years, filling ditches for underground and stuff, they would go and put a water meter on a fire plug and charge us for the water that they used for flooding the trenches and keeping the dust down. And I think that that might be a pretty good proposal for Oceano for any future construction. It might stop some of this, but I think it's just south of the pike. And I noticed there's a big lot in there where they've dug out a lot of gravel or something. Is that, I don't know who owns that piece of property in there. It's across from the farming that's going on there on this side of Elm. And it looks like a real nice place to be a park and also a sump, which I think would be a good place for a park for Oceano, if there's any way we could get a hold of it. So that's something to talk about. It'd be a good place for people to congregate. I know a lot of these people, they work all week in the fields, and there's 20 of them to a house, and they like to get out. So I think they're using Grover Beaches and Roy Grandy's parks. But anyway, that's the rat situation. I haven't seen any more rats, so I don't know what's going on with that, but we haven't seen any more rats around the house. So that's all I have to say right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Did anybody else like to address the board at this time? Okay. That takes us on to the review and approval of the minutes. Minutes of October 11, 2006. Any public comment on the minutes?
I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion of second. No public comment, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, carries 5-0, which takes us to item number 5, which is closed sessions, and we do not have any this evening. So this will take us on to item 6. 6A is the financial statements for the period ending 9/30/2006. And 6B is quarterly investment report. And is there any public comment on either of these items? Okay, any questions, comments from the board?
I was noticing on our checking account, we're not collecting interest on our checking account.
There's a float there on the checking account, that is correct.
The account is maintained at a certain level. And that's the premium we pay. There's no, you don't have to worry about the float there. They deal with the float.
And then the excess is a little higher interest too.
Yeah, see this sweep account up here, if you look up mutual fund account, sweep account, Mid-State Bank, that's where the money comes from. And they move the money out of that account into our checking account, and they maintain the checking account at a certain level. And that agreement was approved by the board of directors probably 6 years ago or so. And as I say, that's the premium we pay for them to maintain our account, our checking account at that level.
Is that done each day?
Yes.
So when the checks are presented, if there's not, they transfer in that amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's more money, it gets transferred back.
Right. So in other words, if we write $300,000 worth of checks, they keep moving money. So
they
cover.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good service on their part for us.
Any other questions, comments on the reports? Okay, we order those received and filed. This takes us on to item number 7, our fire items. Resolution 2006-26. Mr. Kinney, would you introduce this one, please?
Yes, this is a grant, the Regional Assistance to Firefighters grant. This is a joint grant with a number of fire departments in the area. This is the way the federal grants will be handled in the future, is that they the onesies, you know, where one entity turns in a grant application and it's accepted, will most likely not be the norm in the future. What will happen is that joint efforts will be rewarded with the funding of grants. We will receive a total of $18,517, and you can see on Exhibit A, our portion of that is $3,703. This is a FEMA grant, it's in participation with City of Detroit. Well, on page the last page here, they've got the agencies. I don't want to read them. The same kind of equipment. So the request is tonight is to approve the resolution accepting the grant and authorize the president of the board to sign the JPA on behalf of the district.
So moved.
Okay, a motion is, we have a second.
Second.
Okay, a motion is second. Is there any public comment on this resolution? Okay, hearing none, any questions, comments, discussions from the board?
Just a little discussion, just a reminder that the things that we're getting are things that were budgeted that we would have had to pay totally for if we didn't get this grant. So this is not icing to the cake or anything. This is stuff that we originally budgeted for, and by receiving the grant, we're saving $18,000.
Also, I think the Santa Margarita CSD or Fire District is the lead agency on that, if I'm not mistaken. And
right.
So it will be a rotating position as future grants might become available, that one of the participating jurisdictions would be the lead. So.
Well, that's why it's very important for us to have our chief involved in the Chiefs Association, because this is where all this is discussed and passed out and divvied up, and you know, as far as who's going to do the work on the grant. So, and our fire chief, Mike Steinhauser, is very involved in the Chiefs Association. This is how these kind of things get done.
And these are the kind of grants that we have to be, have the NEMS, is that?
Yes,
to be able to participate in this?
In order to participate, in order to get these funds, the National Incident Management System, we have to have adopted that. We adopted that several meetings ago.
Because this is a FEMA grant?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
So I guess thanks for reminding to Santa Maria District Santa Margarita for spearheading this effort.
Well, actually, a lot of work went into it just on that, because each one of the agencies involved in this had to agree on the equipment, the type, the manufacturer, and all that. So it wasn't, you know, there wasn't anything predestined. So like when they chose helmets, they all had to approve a helmet. You know, so there was a lot of give and take by the fire chiefs to put this together.
But doesn't this also go back to if we have a problem, a large fire, wildfire, and people are coming from...
Bob, on getting the extra money in here. any further discussion? Okay, have a roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, this takes us on to item number 8, our utility items. 8A is the cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water lines.
You've probably seen this once or twice before. This is our continuing disclosure. We're getting closer all the time to the grant that we received. The phase one is in process, and we're working towards it, so we need to continue. The FEMA people told us we need to continue this kind of a operation. And the reason is, of course, if we open up a line and we have a disaster, you know, we break it, you know, we can't call the board together, you know, and wait 2 weeks and do all this public stuff while we got, you know, a sewer line open. So we, you know, we have the emergency power to deal with it. And that's what this authority grants us. So.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this utility item?
Mary Lucy, I think it's a really great idea. I have to say, out of all the functions the sewer department, Phil's department has just been exceptional when there's been a problem in town. And there's been numerous problems on Beach, trust me, you know, beyond my house. And his staff is always there immediately, as well as if in the other department. But I have to say is that they've really done a really great job. And so thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, bringing it back to the board. Questions, comments from the board?
Need a motion.
Motion.
I move that we continue the declaration of emergency following the San Simeon earthquake.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, item number 8B is a request to address the board from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Leland Odom.
Yeah, I suggest we table it if we get any communication from Ms. Odom and put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
The neighborhood utility pay station may be a good idea in Oceano. I believe this is for the benefit of the citizens of Oceano, and so the recommendation for the board is to adopt OCSD Resolution 2006-23, a resolution of the Board of Directors, declaring that a neighborhood utility pay station would benefit the citizens of Oceano.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any public comment on this item?
Thank you.
Antonio Maldonado, Oceano, and I'm very proud of you guys for passing this through, because I am one of the ones that hate to go all the way to Grover Beach, especially now that, you know, I'm on medication and all that. So thank you very much. Congratulations for both of them.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, bringing it back to the board.
I move that we adopt resolution number 2006-23, declaring that a neighborhood utility base pay station would benefit the citizens of Oceana.
Second.
Okay, who wants to second it?
Go ahead.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Just for a point of clarification for the minutes, I'm going to include Mary Lucy's comment as public comment.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't go to the mic.
Oh, fine. We have a motion by Director Mann, seconded by Director Hill. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Let's have a roll call vote, please.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Angela?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay. So this takes us on to item number 9B, resolution 2006-25, the 100th anniversary of the Open Door Church. Mr. Cooney.
Okay, we have a very happy occasion coming up in Oceana. We have the continuous operation of the Open Door Church in Oceana. There's been a resolution prepared commemorating that, and which will be framed according to OCSD standards and presented at their anniversary celebration on November 12th. One of the things I'll cover under correspondence received is that each member of the board of directors has been personally invited by Reverend Banker to attend the centennial celebration on November 12th, and you each received an invitation to that. The recommendation this evening is that the board adopt the resolution.
Just real quick, Mary Lucy, just for clarification, does this have, what's the county's policy on historical buildings and, you know, future use or renovation or anything like that in the planning department? Not that I'm opposed to it, because I love old stuff, but is there anything the county has that conflicts with it or anything like that? I mean, I don't want to get down the road and have the county come back and say, well, you can't do this or you have to do that, and it costs a lot of money by passing a resolution. I'm just not sure of that. I have heard that happen in the past, and particularly in Santa Rosa. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I don't.
Is that if you declare a building a historical land site,
all we're doing is celebrating the 100th. We're not saying they're a historical site. I mean, we're not declaring the building a historical site.
Okay, we don't have great. The authority to do that.
Okay. I just need a clarification. Thanks.
Yeah. For a building to be a historical site, I think the owners have to request it from the, I think the it's either the county or the state. I'm not sure who.
The state there's a statute that allows local jurisdictions, either the county or the city, to adopt a historical preservation ordinance. And there are some limited circumstances if the local jurisdiction decides that's the way they want to do it, where it could get that designation over the objection of the property owner, but very few jurisdictions adopt that. Mm-hmm. That option, and I don't recall whether San Luis Obispo County has it or not.
But we're talking about celebration of
building.
Right. Exactly. But we're trying to clarify the subject that you brought up. Okay. Any other public comment? All right. Bringing it back to the board. Questions, comments?
Mr. Motion. President, I move that we adopt the resolution 2006-25, congratulating and commemorating the Open Door Church on their 100th anniversary.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Angela?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, and this brings us to our reports by our district representatives, and I attended a couple meetings this, and they're going to be doing the coastal zone first. It's a little harder to get the permits to get in, and they have to be out of the creek by the end of this month. There's going to be one crew from the California Men's Colony working in the creek. And they're still working on some long-term maintenance plans for the creek. Rain gauges are not, flow gauges are in at 3 of the 4 locations so far. And that's about it on the Zone 11A. The Airport Land Use Commission was canceled, so I didn't attend that one. And we had the sanitation plant put in a new meter that having some problems with some spikes in power out there, and so we're putting in a meter to check on that with. And that's pretty much it on my reports. Director Bookout.
I was unable to attend the Oceano Advisory. I did, however, go to the Special District Finance Conference up in Monterey, and at that conference received my final certificate right here, showing that I've done governance, finance, and administration. Learned a lot from these conferences and benefits very much, and I was very glad to finally complete this, and that's it.
Okay. Director Angelo.
I missed the fire committee meeting, and I gave a report on the consolidation at the last meeting.
All right. And Director Mann?
Okay. Fire committee meeting yesterday. On Saturday between 11 and 2 p.m. here at our fire station, we have open house. We'll have the dare car here. The sheriff will be here. They're going to have a stop, drop, and roll for the kids. I'd never heard of that. It's where they spread out this paper, like, and they have flames. They put flames on the kids, paper flames with Velcro, and then the kid has to stop, drop, and roll. And as they roll, then the flames come off onto this material. So this is to teach the kids that this really works if you're in a fire. So that ought to be pretty, they're going to burn that house down. So they will be passing out door hangers in the neighborhood, telling people that on that day that this is going to take place. But if you're just out driving around, you know, you don't live in that neighborhood and you happen to be driving by and you see all this smoke, when you call the dispatcher, they will probably tell you that it's a controlled burn. They've been practicing on this old house, and this is how they get experience. So that's what they're going to be doing. And it'll be on November 11th regardless, was basically what we were told. They have all the permits from the county ready to go on that. That was, we did talk a lot about the grant that we got. That was pretty neat. And they were talking about these little fire shelters. I found that kind of neat that they get some fire shelters. And that's if they're in a big fire and they clear a space and they crawl in this little tent-like and hope that they survive. But we will be having some of those. That and the old fire station, the health group that is running the old fire station, they will begin paying in January, so we'll have some revenue in January for that. That was basically what went on at the fire meeting, and I don't have any other at this time.
Okay. Director Hill?
I attended the Special Districts Institute Financial Training Seminar together with Director Bookout, Vice President Bookout, and the topics covered included financial management, handling other people's money, which we do, oversight and control, successful budget formats. They recommended to make the budget as readily readable and understandable by the public as possible, and strongly suggested using pie charts and graphs to indicate percentages of where money would be going on the budget, things of that nature, to make it more readable by people that don't have a financial background. Talked about setting rates, charging fees and assessments, for the services the district provides, strategic financial planning, talked about auditing the district finances, legal requirements, financing capital projects, and raising revenue. And as Bill said in all of the various sessions, if anybody wants to see that, they're welcome to do that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cooney?
The only thing I have to add is training burn on November 11th is a joint training burn with CDF. We're having a joint training. The CDF will be participating in that. They have participated so far. They've done some smoke training, smoke drills inside the building, and CDF did full participation with CDF on this burn.
All of CDF or just 22?
Well, 20 and 22, but there's a chance that it's only going to be 22. Right? Napomo is 20. 22 is up in Napomo Mesa. So far, the people from this Napomo City itself, which is down on Teft, their station is on Teft, they have not participated, but they have been invited to. But the people who are staffing Station 22 on Mesa, which we have a cooperative effort with on a continual basis, they are participating fully in this.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, comments from the board on the reports? I'd just like to say congratulations for completing that bill.
That's, thank you.
Not very many directors go through all that effort to do that, and it makes a lot of difference for one's ability to reform and to understand what's going on.
You know, it's very important, you know, that we get the training to help the district and our community will benefit from this. And you're right. There's probably not a lot of us that do go through it.
Yeah. The district has always encouraged the directors to go for training, and it for that specific reason. Is there any public comment on the reports from district representatives? Okay, hearing none.
No, here comes Mary.
I think she's lost her pen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just start again. I know you guys are waiting to hit the mic.
Were you interested in giving a public comment?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right, this takes us to item number 11, board member items for discussion. I'll start with you this time, Director Hill.
A couple items. First of all, again, it's coming up on Halloween. Kids are going to care for your neighbors out there. I was reading the paper the other day, and I saw a little blurb in it that talked about public can comment on a hazard mitigation plan, and it talked about Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande, and Lucia Mar School District having a cooperative plan to cooperate in disaster preparedness and so forth. And it looked to me like this would be a good opportunity for perhaps Oceana to join in. It didn't say in the article that we had joined in, but hopefully we would be able to coordinate with our neighbors. And again, that goes to the issue of cooperative effort for FEMA grants and that sort of thing. But have we got a hazard mitigation plan that would meet the requirements here for the?
I know we have a hazard mitigation plan. Kind of caught flat-footed on this one. I know we have the plan. I don't know what what that cooperative effort is between those. I was under the impression that this cooperative effort was for a single project, but I may be totally incorrect on that.
It just talks like about natural disaster preparedness. But I'll show you the article. But
no, that's
a little three-inch column article that I'd be interested in looking at whatever our disaster management plan is, so I could be as familiar with it as possible.
The fire chief is working on some stuff with that. I'm pretty sure it's come up in the past where this is stuff that is coming out of Homeland Security, and FEMA, where everybody's got to get together and have an evacuation plan and the rest of that. So there is some stuff in the works that's going on that.
There's, you know, talking about, you know, disaster plans, we have the creek, the Rio Grande Creek coming down, and yes, they are doing a little bit of work down there, but they're not removing the trees, the brush, the big trees that are growing in there. If that creek breaks onto our side this time rather than going onto the farm fields, do we have any, is there any way that we could go in there and break the levee so it goes into the farm fields and rather than flooding the Oceano community? I mean, it could happen. I mean,
I understand, but
if our sewer plant goes, you know, it's not just Oceano. It's
the district in some kind of legal peril and give our legal counsel some more gray hair if we were to do something that would, you know, intentionally do that without some, you know, I mean, without some kind of, you know.
I'm not particularly saying us take the responsibility for that. You know, maybe finding a county representative to see that that's taken care of. I just, you know, if we lose our sewer plant down there, you know, from flooding.
I could maybe comment on that. I think that's one of the things that the Zone 1-1A Advisory Committee is working on, and the Resource Conservation District that's kind of coordinating the work in the creek, as they were looking at flood control easements, which basically would be asking the farmland owners to sign a contract, is basically what it would be, that in the event that it was necessary to do something like you're talking about, that they would be, there would be a pre-existing contract where there would be some compensation for damage to their property that was foreseen in advance, and it might allow for that to be happening in a planned manner. So that's something that they are thinking about.
Okay. And also, as far as handling of disasters that we have had here in the past with the earthquake, that was phenomenally done very well in this district. We had huge number of breaks in our water lines, and Mitch immediately had crews from the other cities down here and getting those things taken care of, and those were repaired within a 24 to 36 hour period, which normally, if it wasn't for that, would have been a week, as well as crews from a private company. So anyway, is that all that you have, Director Hill?
I just wanted to comment on Barbara talking about the drop in roll for the fire department. Last year, I got to see Captain Bova demonstrate that for some kids, and it did a really good job, and it's a good demonstration for the kids.
Director Bookout?
No.
Yeah. Director Angelo?
I have nothing.
Director Mann?
I have a couple things, and just sharing with my fellow board members here, that I hope as we're talking to people when they are tested by the county, and that was how we were able to get water from Lopez Lake and the transmission lines were put in. Then when the district was formed, am I telling it right or?
No.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't
know.
She
just reminded me of something I didn't
know. Oh, okay. Sorry. So when the district was formed, then we were grandfathered into this contract. And there is no getting out of that contract because they own the transmission lines. And the transmission lines are how we get our state water and our Lopez water. So that's why we get water from up there. And the state of California at one point decided that that dam had to be retrofitted. You know, we need to remind people that. That wasn't us. The state said you will retrofit it, and you people will pay for it. So we're charged on the basis of the percentage that we take water from there. Zone 3 is made up of a number of people, not just us, Rio Grande, Grover. I think Abel is in there. And there's any decision that Zone 3 makes, because they're just an advisory, you know, we're just there on an advisory council, an advisory group. I think it has to be unanimous when they try to do something. So the only thing, you know, we've all talked about that we wish Zone 3 had a little more oversight and would like to change some things, but we, you know, have to win our fellow partners up there on that. So I think that we need, as we're dealing with the public and they're talking about the new fees for the dam and for the retrofit of the or the upgrade of the water treatment plant, that we explain really why we have that and that we don't have any control over it. Oceana doesn't, the sport doesn't, the people don't. You know, we can try to work with the county and try to get them to change, but we're stuck unless we're going to bring the water down here by the pail. I mean, we can't afford to put our own transmission lines in. I think that would be a great deal of money. That's one thing I wanted to talk about. And the other thing I want to talk about is the fire department. And I feel we're really very lucky to have a great fire department. We have our firemen are here 24/7. There was a fire in Las Osas maybe 2 weeks ago, and the people weren't home, and their house caught on fire. Well, in Las Osas, they have CDF, and the CDF people there, they're not necessarily the same guy or fire. They were both there at the same time. Meanwhile, the neighbors were using hoses to keep their property from catching on fire, their fences, their houses. But this house was a total, total loss. And here, you know, we're not a big community, but we certainly respond. It doesn't take us 8 minutes to get there. And I just think we need to remember, you know, how lucky we are. And we have great mutual aid with Grover and Aurora Grandy and Station 22 up on the hill. When I know we've also talked about when the 6165 gets called down to the beach to cut somebody out of a car. Well, the minute they get the call, Station 22 up on the hill, they start down here, and they have three men on their vehicle. They park in our driveway. They're here. One of them's a medic. So we maybe even have a little better better coverage than when our guys are on the beach cutting somebody out of a wreck. But I just wanted to make everybody really know that the couple times we go to the beach, we're fully covered here. And then when the vehicle's not being used to go to the beach, we use it for other things. So, you know, I think, you know, we've questioned, was the $25,000 that we spent worth it? I think so. And, you know, just wanted to share that with you guys, to when you're talking to the public, sharing some of the facts, not just guesses or whatever.
Another, if I could comment on that just briefly on your statement about Zone 3, another thing is that for years, I think OCSD representatives, Rick Searcy was on the Zone 3 Advisory Committee for many years, Dave's been on it, and the OCSD representatives, by all accounts, did as much as was possible by anybody to hold the cost down on that, and,
right.
And they opposed the out of control costs and spending that were not always opposed by the other joint jurisdictions. So I think our representatives to Zone 3 did a heroic job against impossible odds, basically, to try to keep the cost down. And it is unfortunate, and you're right, Barbara, that the district is between a rock and a hard spot on that. There's no regulation about, you know, that keeps them from passing the costs on to us, but we have regulations and we ultimately have to raise the cost to our consumers.
Yeah.
And we have even...
Not just us that's in this position. Everyone that receives water from Lopez is in this position. The Zone 3 Advisory Council is exactly that. It's advisory and advisory only. The actual decision makers, the actual Zone 3 Board of Directors is the county supervisors. Mm-hmm. So that's where the decisions are actually made.
I think some people, though, have been led to believe that we're the only ones paying these high rates. And when you look at the other water bills, those are passed through to them, maybe in different format, but they're there if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm. It's everybody, five cities and Avila as well. Okay. Anything else? Any public comment on the board member items for discussion?
I was wondering when Bill was talking about the flooding getting over down there and protecting the sewer farm, is there a, you know, like up on Avila when they had the oil tanks up there, they had a berm around each one of them in case of spill or something? I haven't been down to the sewer farm down here, but I was just wondering if they have any type of a protection around there to keep the creek from running in and flooding that out down there. Would that help any at all? You know what I mean? Putting a berm up around the sewer farm to protect it in case it it did rain, if it ever does rain?
I for myself, that would be more for burn. Sewer.
The Influent Works has a wall around it.
It does.
That can be closed off if there's a flood coming in or so. Most of the tanks and everything are above the creek level. There has been consideration to additionally put a berm around, but at this point in time, it hasn't been acted upon and probably won't be. They feel they're fairly well protected from a flood, but a flood would still do some damage to them.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had one other thing. I think the gentleman asked about, he mentioned an area on Elm Street.
Of entities together, they lost their dog park in Grover Beach, and they've looked at this place here, and they want to try to turn that into a dog park.
Okay. Any additional public comment?
Mary Lucy Oceano. You know, I want to bring to your attention this really kind of bizarre thing that happened, and I'll try to really wrap it up in a nutshell and hope that you could pull all the pieces together and get the point that I'm trying to make to you, is that Parks and Recs had a 100-year centennial celebration this past week, and I know that the Depot had an event for the community and posted invitations all over this town. You know, every place I went, I did see the Depot's invitation to attend the event Friday, a reception. And so I always go on Pier Street in the morning to get my cup of coffee and look at the most beautiful ocean in the whole wide world, right? And it starts my day off. And I noticed that all the businesses on Pier Street had the beautiful flyer, I guess, poster for the event, right, with the schedule of events. And then I drove over to Grover Beach, and all the businesses along Grover Beach also had the posters, and they had postcards, and they had banners, and a couple flag wavers, whatever they call those, right? And they were offering free shuttle service down to the Oceano Dunes, right? So I come back over east of the railroad tracks, right? And I go where whenever we have a public meeting, we go over to the Oceano Market, where, you know, Mitch so kindly posts the agenda there so the community can see it, and there's always notices, right? There's no poster at the Oceano Market. There's no poster at the Central Market. There's no poster at La Tapatia. There's no poster even on the Valero gas tanks, right? I called up a couple other businesses. Nobody had gotten a poster. So I went up and down Front Street, and I went up and down Beach Street. Nobody had been offered the poster. Not Mickey's, no place, right? So right now, you know, of course, my superstitious mind, you know, it goes in many different directions, you know, so I jump in the truck and I fly down Coast Highway to the ranger station, right? And I wanted to know why Grover Beach and Pismo had the economic opportunity to gear up for 50,000 people that are coming into this town to celebrate. But the town of Oceano was economically cut out of the entire event. And I knew that when I was at the OIA meeting and they were presenting, I asked if they would ever so kindly provide trash cans and maybe a porta potty on the east of the railroad tracks, right? And so, and I was flat told no. You know, so now we have all these tourists that don't have the proper bathroom accommodations east of the railroad tracks. So I'm asking you as our district reps, right, is that why was the little town of Oceano cut out of such a big event. I mean, you know, I'm not saying we're the most beautiful little town on the earth, right? Trust me, I'm not going there, right? You know, but we do have a long ways to go to make it nice, and we could have hung banners up, and we could have taken our little businesses and had the economic opportunity to also utilize the 50,000 plus tourists that came into the town. So I'm just letting you know that I've been on the phone to the director of Parks and Recs in Sacramento. She's very interested in what has occurred, you know, and I, as you know, would like the board to maybe ask why we weren't included. I mean, when I came over to the district, I don't think I saw a poster in the window. Maybe Friday, I don't know. The general manager would have to speak to that. But, you know, it's not okay for them to cut the town, strangle us economically when these big events happen. So if you just take it into consideration, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Any other public comment? On the directors, board member items for discussion.
One more item, please. When I go back and talk to Shirley Shepherd, my neighbor, about this, I was just wondering if maybe we're going about it the wrong way. Does she have to maybe go to small claims or sue this fellow, or can we get somebody out there to twist his arm? He's pretty good size. I'll help you, but. I'd like to take something back to her. Maybe after you've had a chance to look this paperwork over and stuff, maybe you could give us a little bit of advice on how to get her money out of this without OCSD paying for it.
It's hard for any of us to comment on something that we got at the board down here.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I thought, you know, maybe somebody could.
Yeah, you can talk to any of us individually after the meeting's over and on that type of thing. But, you know, to do something here or to go any farther in this meeting on it, I think we're stepping a little bit over the line.
Well, I was just thinking maybe I'm going the wrong place with this. Maybe I should be going to the sheriff or somebody. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comment on the board member items for discussion? We still have public comment coming up, so this is on the board member items for discussion.
I have a question. I asked you last week, President Dahl, if the last meeting, if you could get us the cost overrun for the Lopez water treatment plant. Have you been able to come up with that amount
no,
yet?
No, I don't have that yet, but I will. I'll follow up on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other comments on the board member items for discussion? Okay, this takes us on to item number 12, consideration of the warrants. Any public comment on the warrants? Okay, any questions, comments from the board?
Move to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Director Angelo, second by Director Hill. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries 5-0. And this takes us now to item number 13, public comment. Is there any public comment?
Pamela Dean Oceano. I sympathize with Mr. Clegg and Shirley Shepherd, and perhaps the board could agendize her item for next time so that it could be discussed and legal counsel could have input and you could have input next time. Is that a possibility? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? I think that that would be
simple. This is not just a Xerox piece of paper. While it looks that way, this Reverend Banker wanted to know how the best way to get a personal invitation to each member of the board was. So please accept this as a personal invitation from Reverend Banker to the board members to attend this celebration. It's, you know, it's not one of these things that are just being handed out. This is a nice invitation. And, you know. And I just indicated to him that, you know, I was going to see each one of you this evening and that it would be easy enough to get this to you. So save them 39 cents apiece. So.
We appreciate your efforts.
Okay. And with that, brings us to adjournment.